I was getting nervous for our guests, one of them who's never met you before.
Continuing on the Martin interview tip. Continuingly uncomfortable.
Consistently awkward. Consistently the Martin Beauchamp interview
the
series.
The Martin series.
I just like to watch where it goes. The awkwardness.
Well, there are ladies in the studio, Linda.
Yay!
Now, one of them is our dear friend Carly, who edited the Don't Fall in Love with a Homo video. And one of Logo's number one leses. Say hello, yes. Darling.
It's true. Hello. There's only like five of us, so I guess I get to be number one.
You better be good.
You'd be number one if there are 100.
Thank you.
You better be in good with the Logo leses because they're cutting things together. They're running shit.
All five of us.
All five of you. It's very Les centric over there. Now you have brought someone with you.
I sure have. I have brought my good friend Reese.
Hi.
Hi, Reese.
Hi, guys.
I'm guessing you're also a lesbian.
Why would you guess that? Is it the hair?
Well, what could it be? The alternative lifestyle?
Yeah,
or the friend with the alternative lifestyle haircut?
The fact that all your friends have alternative lifestyle haircuts?
I know, all my friends have alternative lifestyle haircuts, that's true. Except for the ones that haven't gotten them yet, and they just have like long hair and a ponytail. And they're like, I like long hair.
And then they're always like, where do you get your haircut? I might get an alternative lifestyle haircut.
Yeah, they always
want
to know where you get your haircut.
I want to know.
Where do you get your haircut?
I have a friend.
Do you know that? Come on.
Duh.
I have a friend who puts a bowl in my head. I was actually sitting, when I was getting my haircut, a lady that was getting her haircut right next to me, she was giving herself a very alternative lifestyle haircut. It was so severe. And she said, you know how you made it really short? That was good. And I was like, you go, Miss Les. You go with that severe haircut. You go. Beyond butch, honey. Beyond butch. Now, another reason I might have guessed that you're a lesbian is that your new website is called autostraddle.com.
Right, woo! I know. Yes, autostraddle.com is our website. We hope change the world.
Oh, lots of websites have done that so far.
Yeah,
so
I know. We're going to follow in the footsteps
of
Cosmo.com and, you know.
Cosmo.com, the most earth-shattering site of all time.
Our chart, we want to be like our chart as much as possible.
No.
What else changed the world?
YouTube.
Weekly, they have a great website. YouTube. YouTube.com.
Google. I hear Google's doing some good things.
Google. They have all these apps.
It's going to be Google, yeah. YouTube, us.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're going to be number three. We're going to be above HuffPo, which also, you know, changing the world with large headlines.
Very long.
I knew that you were a lesbian website when Martine explained to me that it was a clit journal.
Really?
No one's ever called it that before. I'm going to start calling it that.
No, this isn't the real subtitle.
No, the one I told you. You somehow heard clit.
I heard clit. I made it up.
But I would co-creator on clit journal, and then I'd like a nickel for every hit you guys get.
No, I made it. What did you call it?
I said the real subtitle, which I really liked, which is autostraddle.com girl on girl culture.
Yes. Oh, somehow I got clit journal. Stepping off the train, I said, and he said, isn't that funny? And I said, clit journal? I don't understand. And I said, oh, lit journal. Clit journal.
Martine, we're going to actually steal that.
Okay.
Well, and you're stealing it from me!
I'm stealing it from Linda, and you guys are stealing it from me.
You're never going to hear the end of Martine also saying that he invented the clit journal. I hope you know, Carly, because for the rest of your life, every time, you're going to 50 years from now, you're going to be doing a symposium for young lesbians on starting a world-changing website.
Yes.
And from the back of the auditorium, you're going to hear, and from further behind that, you'll hear Linda saying,
you were just standing next to me when I thought I heard it.
Then we'll unleash the interns, and they'll just rush back and tackle you to
take
the ground.
You out.
Yeah, they'll be like, there's a guy again talking about the clit journal.
All right, take him out. Take him out.
Take him out, intern. I'll just blend
in with the lesbians, and no one will be the one.
Exactly.
That's true, Linda.
They'll take Martine out, and you'll just be fine.
I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Depending on the aging process and your haircut at the time, and because your clothing style is already hardcore Les, I think
Sarah,
you might really be able to duck into the the crowd.
That's true.
And just look like an older butch lady, Martine.
You have to pop your collar, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe a cell phone clip to your belt. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm stereotyping.
He's got keys, though. He's got a big ring of keys.
Yeah, see? Right. Yeah.
If you didn't have that 5 o'clock shadow, I'd think you were a dyke right now, buddy.
He could have gone through the change already.
That's true.
That's
you're just
true.
Taking, you're taking male hormones.
I had a